Establishing the extent of the popularity of Nazi anti-Jewish policy is also far from easy. Everything points to an intensification of anti-Jewish feeling between 1933 and the mid-war years, hardly surprising given the relentless bombardment of the population with propaganda demonising the Jews. But the boycott movement of the early years of the dictatorship was not universally welcomed, especially where it ran against the material interests of the population. And there was palpable public anger at the violence perpetrated by organised sections of the party and its affiliations in the terrible pogroms of November 1938, though the anger was mainly because of the wanton destruction of property rather than from feelings of human sympathy. As far as can be judged, this criticism of the means ran alongside acceptance of the aims of Nazi policy, a society free of Jews. In wartime conditions, in a conflict blamed by propaganda on the Jews, the hostility certainly grew further. However, any who felt in some way critical of what was being done, doubtless a minority, justifiably kept their views to themselves.